Thoughts of the Ego. We begin by understanding the ego, a work which requires patience, because much of the ego is hidden, masked, or disguised. We end by getting free from it. From one point of view, the work done on the quest is simply an uncovering of what is covered up: thoughts, emotions, and passions, unceasing extroversion, and never-ending egoism lie over the precious diamond like thick layers of earth. This is why the penetrative action of meditation is so necessary. The rays of light would enter every man's conscious mind even now, were they not prevented by the extroversion of his attention, the upheavals of his emotion and passion, the narrow rigidities of his logical intellect, and the attachments of his ego. This is why the removal of these obstructions, which is the long path special work, is indispensable to his progress. When the brain is too active, its energies obstruct the gentle influx of intuitive feeling. When they are extroverted, they obstruct that listening attitude which is needed to hear the oversoul's gentle voice speak to the inner silence. Mental quiet must be the goal. We must develop a new kind of hearing. The constant movement of thoughts and the ego's fascination with itself hide from us the divine oversoul, from which both are derived. Yes, there is the ego, is there and must be there if we are to live on this plane. But it can undergo a spiritual rebirth and no longer be a tyrant who denies us our spiritual birthright and our spiritual consciousness, but rather a channel serving that consciousness. Release from tension is the beginning of release from ego. To relax body, feeling, and mind is to prepare the way for such a desirable consummation. The world idea's end is foreordained from the beginning. This leaves no ultimate personal choice, but there's a measure of free will in a single direction. How soon or how late that divine end is accomplished. The time element has not been ordered. The direction has.